News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Kinahan associate Sean McGovern has been charged with murder and directing organised crime at the Special Criminal Court after he was extradited from the United Arab Emirates and spent a night in Irish prison overnight. And Frank Graney, News Talk's court correspondent, joins us now. Good morning to you, Frank. Bring us up to speed with what happened in court yesterday and the charges against Sean McGovern.
Well, he appeared before the Special Criminal Court just after 7 p.m. The military aircraft that carried Sean McGovern home from Dubai landed at Casement Aerodrome in Ballydonald at about 6:30 last evening. There was no waiting around once they touched down. Sean McGovern was swiftly arrested on suspicion of a number of offences, including the murder of Noel Duckegg Kerwin. He was then taken by Garda convoy to the Criminal Courts of Justice for an evening sitting before the Special Criminal Court. As I say, they arrived just after 7 p.m. The convoy, which included several blacked out Audis, arrived at the courthouse under heavy armed guard, blue lights flashing, sirens blaring. As you can imagine, there was a huge media presence waiting outside for his arrival. Indeed, there was a pack of photographers, TV crews and journalists also at Casement Aerodrome when his Air Corps Airbus landed, including our own Barry White. There was, outside the courthouse yesterday, there was no perp walk like you might see in the movies, because the CCJ complex is set up in such a way that prisoners can be brought into that building through secure entry points. There was an increased security presence in the Criminal Courts of Justice throughout the day yesterday. Security at the Special Criminal Court, always tight, given, I suppose, the nature of the cases that that court hears from day to day. But even more so yesterday, armed guard on patrol both inside and outside the building. Sean McGovern appeared before three judges of the Special Criminal Court about half an hour after he arrived. The hearing did not take long. It only lasted about 15 minutes. The judges heard evidence of arrest charge and caution. And for the first time, the five charges he faces were laid out formally in open court. He has been charged with the murder, as I say, of Noel Kerwin. Noel Kerwin was an innocent man who was shot dead while in his car with his partner just a few days before Christmas 2016. This was at the height of the Kinahan-Hutch feud. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kerwin, I should say, had absolutely no involvement in criminality. It's believed he was targeted by the Kinahan cartel after being pictured with Jerry the Monk Hutch at Jerry Hutch's brother Eddie's funeral. He's also facing a charge of directing the activities of a criminal organisation related to that murder of Mr. Kerwin and of facilitating the murder. And he's also facing charges related to a separate plot to murder a gangland rival called James Mago Gately.
Frank, can I ask you, Sean McGovern's association with the Kinahan cartel, his position within that organisation, we know a little about that as well.
That's right. Well, Sean McGovern is a 39-year-old man. He is considered Daniel Kinahan's right-hand man. He is from Drimna originally, obviously brought back to Ireland from Dubai yesterday in dramatic circumstances. He has previously been named before the Special Criminal Court, indeed, as one of the leaders of the Kinahan organised crime group. In 2016, you may remember, he was shot during the Regency Hotel attack. That was an attack that claimed the life of another Kinahan associate, David Byrne, a murder that ignited the feud between the Kinahan and Hutch organised crime groups. He was on the periphery of the inner circle of the Kinahan cartel for a long time, but really came to prominence after another senior figure, Thomas Bomber Kavanagh, was jailed over in the UK. Okay. It's believed that led to him becoming the gang's second in command. And Interpol described him at one point as one of Ireland's most wanted fugitives.
And lastly, Frank, do we know what the implications for the Kinahan cartel are here with this arrest?
Well, I think what it does is it shows that the UAE, where many of the senior members of the organised crime group base themselves, it shows that it's no longer the safe haven that it maybe once was perceived to be. Because in the past, you didn't have an extradition agreement between Ireland and the UAE. So when hardened criminals and organised criminals found themselves there and settled there, it was very, very difficult for police authorities here in Ireland to extradite them back to Ireland to face serious charges like the ones that Mr. McGovern is facing. So I think given the extremely hard work that went on between Garda officials and government officials and their counterparts over in the UAE that led to this extradition agreement, that led to Sean McGovern being brought back yesterday. It certainly will result in a chilling effect for any of his associates that may still be living in the UAE, because it shows that the long arm of the Irish law can indeed reach into the UAE and bring these guys back.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Frank Graney there, News Talk's court correspondent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.